just one time-saving call.
Hey, hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So I'm looking for, if you have the time to look, and I don't want anything sent yet.
That's fine.
Because we're just in the process of talking to somebody about a marquee.
Okay.
So he wants a marquee about a carat, maybe a carat and a quarter.
Okay.
And I'm going to be bezeling it in yellow gold. It's going to be more like an antique ring.
Nice.
Yeah,
the marquee's bezeled. It's really nice. Yeah.
So we're going to bezel it, and then, so it has to be pretty decent shape. And then we're going to bezel side trapezoid sapphires.
Ooh.
But then the whole thing is going to be like another, almost a, I don't know if you want to call it, then it's going to then be surrounded with yellow diamonds, and all that's going to be like in little pinpoint four prongs with
nice.
A mill grain around it. It's a pretty ring. So we're looking for approximately like 1 carat and then approximately going up to 1.25 carats.
Okay. And so since it's going yellow gold, can you go lower color?
I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
You know?
I gotcha.
Or at least maybe a G or an H. I don't know if I want to go to an I.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. Sometimes with the yellow gold, you can get away with those lower colors.
Yeah, you can. I mean, maybe.
Let's see what we got. Marquees have been so busy.
Is that right?
Oh my gosh. Nuts.
Who would think? Right?
Well, Selena Gomez got engaged last January. So not this past one, but the one before. And ever since, it's been nuts. Like, it took off more than the Taylor Swift cushion.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy. Actually, marquees are the most expensive fancy right now. Yeah. Because of the high demand, low supply.
And you gave them away last time.
I know. Well, that's why they stopped cutting them. They literally stopped cutting them for so long, and now all of a sudden they're so busy, so there's low supply, high demand. So that's why they're the more expensive fancy right now. I really like this one. Okay, so we have a 101. I'm going to throw this one out there to start with. It's an eye in color, but it faces up super bright. SI2, small little tiny feather, that's it, nothing major. GIA, on the edge of the table. Going into the crown.
Okay.
But it's so minute, I barely can see it in the 300 power video.
GIA,
1:9:8 ratio.
Okay.
Excellent, none. For $25.76.
Okay.
Trying to see where to go from here. Let me see what's out. If you go SI1, I know we have a 101 that is out. H is in Henry. SI1 GIA. 1:8:6 ratio. With excellent faint. For $34.59.
Wait a minute, my pen.
Mm-hmm.
34.59.
Yep. Hold on.
What the hell?
Got
a whole new box of.
And then they're nowhere to be found. It's always when you need something.
34.59.
Yep, 34.59.
This is for the diamond, not for
the carat. For the diamond. Nope, for the diamond.
Okay. The other one was $25.76.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Carat and a quarter, I'll have to check New York City. I'll have to see what there is. That's the tough size. So carat and a quarter is really, and on up is where the tough sizing comes in play with marquees right now. That 1.25 to about 3 carat is where the busyness is with marquees.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh,
how about like carat and 30? Carat
I have a
I mean,
carat.
Be exactly a carat and a quarter.
Right.
I mean, it could be carat.
Right.
Carat
I mean,
30,
I literally jumped from a 111 to a 145 in my system. The 145. It's an EVF1GIA.
Okay.
Good, good with faint.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 2.02
mm-hmm.
ratio. And your cost is $55.50.
Mm.
I'm going to open this up to medium fluorescence just to see if there's anything that pops up, too.
What'd you say this was? Carat 11?
Carat 11.
Mm. Wow, what did you speak? I guess it's an E and an VS1.
Yep, and it jumps. Yeah, and it's jumping you. It's $55.50.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, the carat 45 is not far off.
That doesn't surprise me, but
yeah.
The carat, the first one, compared to, I mean, of course, you know,
oh, I know.
Several jumps up there. I get it.
Right. I mean, between
the
color and clarity.
It's not even an excellent. It doesn't,
mm-mm.
You know what I mean? It's just good and good. Okay.
Yeah.
And faint, no less.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, and I open this up to strong fluorescence. I still am the same 111 to the 145. And the 145 is a similar situation. It's a 145D, as in David, SI1, GIA.
Mm-hmm.
180 ratio.
Mm-hmm.
With good, good faint. And it's 7214.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if they don't want to spend the
yeah.
carat and a quarter money, they could start with the one
mm-hmm.
carats and then with a lifetime trade-up, they can upgrade later on, maybe when marquees aren't so popular, and they can get a carat and a quarter, a carat and a half, whatever.
Once you make this ring, you can't go backwards.
Yeah, that's true with the bezel.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have to do a whole new ring.
Apart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But well, she'll be surprised because marquees face up so big, so.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, I'm like, look, you see, once it's bezeled,
right.
you're going to get into the carat and a quarter look.
For sure.
Especially if it's a nice cut, if it's an excellent cut.
Oh, yeah. Which,
all right.
Those first two were nice. So
yeah.
I'll check and see in New York City on a carat
okay.
and a quarter just to kind of give you that, and then you let
mm-hmm.
me know where we
see
land.
If they have any, see if we have any others, see what else they have up there maybe. I don't know.
Like another carat or maybe, something that is actually in-house that's an SI1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not really an SI2, maybe an SI1.
Yeah, SI1. I gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see what there is.
All right.
Alrighty.
Okay, let me know. Thanks.
I will. Bye.